Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 14th of January, and right now it's partly cloudy on 21 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy with the temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy, again with winds from northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 77 and will drop on 61% by noon. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 7%. Pongal is the only festival of Hindu that follows a solar calendar and it's celebrated on the 14th of January every year. Pongal has astronomical significance. It marks the beginning of Uttarayana, the sun's movement northward for a 6-month period. In Hinduism, Uttarayana is considered auspicious as opposed to Dakshayana, or the southern movement of the sun. All important events are scheduled during this period. Makara Sankranti refers to the event of the sun entering the zodiac sign of Makara or Capricorn. Pongal signals the end of the traditional farming season, giving farmers a break from their monotonous routine. Farmers also perform puja to some crops, signaling the end of the traditional farming season. It also sets the pace for a series of festivals to follow in a calendar year. In fact, 4 festivals are celebrated in Tamil Nadu for 4 consecutive days in that week. Bogi is celebrated on 14th, Pongal on 14th, Matu Pongal on 15th and Tiruvalluvarday on 16th of January. So, Matri Mandir team informs us that on Wednesday 16th for the Pongal day, Matri Mandir will be open for Aurovillians from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no visitors hours on that day. The Park of Unity remains closed from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Aurel Bakery Kailash Cleaning will be closed on Wednesday for Pongal, then Solar Kitchen, La Terrasse and Le Morgan will remain closed during Pongal on Tuesday and Wednesday, 15 and 16 of January. But on Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Aurel, the Golden Bond Towards Human Unity, in the presence of the filmmaker Michel de Gaulle. On Wednesday at 2 p.m. at New Colors in Eda and Giovanardi, we are invited to celebrate Pongal Festival with them, with children to participate in recycled arts and crafts activities and in column drawing. On Saturday at 3 p.m. at Pitanga, the French Pavilion and Pitanga presents Ganesh Project, puppet show with Elizabeth and Dimitri, who are professional storyteller and puppeteer from France. They are happy to present in Aurel this special program they created in order to come to India, in which can be shared with everybody as it has no words. Come and meet their characters, follow their story, exchange with them a teenager meets an elephant, which is the story of a relationship but also of fear, domination, mutual aid and finally the magic of the real meeting. On Saturday at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi, the students of the apprenticeship program Lilith would like to invite us for a fashion show. The show will present a fashion masala of their 4 collections they have been working on for the last 5 months. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday, which means on 19th, 20th and 21st of January, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone at 7 p.m, we can see the play Rodunge. The team asks everyone to come on time. The performance is meant to be seen from the very beginning and it will last around 3 hours. A tragedy has its own atmosphere and should be kept throughout. They invite an audience to help the actors to maintain it all along this incredible journey. Unity Pavilion invites us on Thursday at 5 p.m. at Feast Table to join for a special meditation for peace and healing, focusing on the very important problem of violence against women here in India and all around the world. All are invited, both men and women, to honor those women who have been the victim of violence and to hold an aspiration and energy for peace and healing as we seek a real transformation of gender violence in the world. All are asked to bring flowers and or a candle if possible. We would like to thanks and honor to this young Indian woman, and doing that to honor all the women of victims and violence in the world. It would be also touching to have a presence of the women and youth of Aurel in this simple act of love at the Unity Pavilion. Thanking for the participation and for forward this invitation to others. The community is invited on Sunday between 2 to 5 p.m. to a benefit exhibition at Art on Sunday for Neil and Johnny Visual Art Center, with the title mainly read of Angus and Hank paintings and sculptures. Neil and Johnny Visual Art Center is a project currently in its infancy. It caters to long felt need in the art circles of Oroville to have a center that would provide a platform to artists in Oroville to showcase their work, as well as reach out to the larger public outside of our bioregion, to be run by the working artists themselves, to support, nurture, organize, plan and create together, and finally have a platform from which to sell their work. Initially set up by a close-knit group of six, this project aims more at being inclusive than exclusive, welcoming many more Oroville artists and like-minded Orovillians into its fold. Visitors coming to the visitor center will be able to see firsthand the works of the members of this project, as well as get more information about them. And in addition, Neil and Johnny Visual Art Center expects to organize benefits, weekend art markets, shows in and outside Neil and Johnny Center, distribute artwork in the community and create art projects within the community. When this project is up and running, it will create a wider visual learning and appreciation environment for all of Oroville. The boutique at the visitor center are doing the good work of selling well-crafted Oroville products. Neil and Johnny Center will be the window to sell Oroville art and connect it with the world outside. And the first job is to raise funds to complete the building of the space. To that end, Art on Sunday is organizing this benefit exhibition named Mainly Red, and how the revenues will be donated to Neil and Johnny Center. At Shirobindo Ocean Gallery, between 19th to 29th of January, between 4:30 to 7 p.m., we can see the exhibition From Paint to Paint, paintings from the Bindu Art School. The Bindu Art School uses art to change the lives of people infected by leprosy. The Bharat News at 6:30 p.m. Today there will screen Journey of the Universe, which is an epic story of cosmic, earth and human transformation, written by Brian Thomas Swaim and Mary Evelyn Tucker. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama fantasy comedy, Bhuta Bhubi Shiyod, Future of the Gods, made in India 2012 by writer and director Annika Dutta. Tomorrow they will screen a German drama fantasy romance, Wings of Desire, made in Germany in 1987 by great Wim Wenders. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural documentary, El Sistema, Music to Change Life, made in Venezuela in 2009 by director Paus Masny and Maria Stottmeyer. When you take things personally, your reaction is to defend your beliefs and create conflicts. You make something big out of something so little because you have the need to be right and make everybody else wrong. Wrote Don Miguel Ruiz. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. And we wish you all happy Pongal.